If you want to experience moments of joy, excitement,
Yahoo!
And satisfaction, visit the Honda Summer Spectacular event, where well-qualified buyers can get 0.9% APR on the 2018 Honda Pilot, part of KBB.com's 2018 Best Overall Brand.
Yahoo!
You've just entered car buying bliss.
Visit your Central Illinois Honda dealers today.
See dealer for financing details based on 2018 branded matures from Kelley Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for information.
Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes in life, there are these things that we need to think about and perhaps ponder on. And so, that is what the point is of this little mini podcast on writing it down. Because when we write down things, they seem so much clearer. Thank you for tuning in today. He said, "Listen to my words. When there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, reveal myself to them in visions. I speak to them in dreams." Has anyone ever spoken to you in a dream? Have you ever had reoccurring dreams? What are dreams supposed to mean? Are they trying to send us a message? Is it our mind trying to figure out problems that we've had throughout the day? Dreams can be really confusing, but yet so insightful, inspiring, or sometimes downright horrific. You know, we often wonder why we were given the ability to dream. I believe that sometimes they mean so much more. I've been keeping a dream journal for the last couple years. I don't write them down every morning. Obviously, I can't remember every single dream that I have. But I do find that the more that I write down, the more that I remember. So possibly it's because if I go to bed with the intention of remembering my dream, perhaps I'll remember it. I'm not saying that's true, but it's just an assumption that I'm making. When I was a young girl, I'm talking 5 years old, I had this weird occurring dream like all the time. And I had it growing up, oh my gosh, at least once or twice a year. I haven't had it for a long time. It took place in an old, actually it took place in one of our malls, in a mall nearby. It's called the Cross County Mall in Mattoon. And obviously, anytime I had it, even so much time has passed, it was took place in about the 80s. I was born in 81, so I'm an 80s and 90s child. But the mall, at the time period, it's in the 80s. And I feel like somebody's chasing me. I think it's someone all dressed in black. It's kind of like one of those kung fu people. They're dressed all in black. There's a mask and everything. And I find a white door. And I open it up. And it leads to a flight of stairs. White stairs. Everything's white. I start running up the stairs. The kung fu guy all dressed in black is chasing after me. There is a wine glass with a wine, red wine, on the staircase. I almost trip over it, you know, but red wine, it spills over the place. And then I go up some more stairs, there's a red rose, and I almost trip over that. I grab the rose. I don't know why, but I take it, and I go upstairs. And then it leads to a hallway. White hallway, all white. And then I decide to go into the room to the left. The door is open just a little bit. I go in. At the table, a long white table, everything is white, there is my grandma, June Brandon Cherry, sitting at a table. I believe my aunt Sissy is sitting next to her. Behind her, which I figured out as I got older, I thought when I had this dream, I thought there was like a bunch of my grandmas around me. But as I got to have the dream more, I realized there was a bunch of mirrors around her, all in the back of her. So her image reflected all over the room. There's like mirrors all over. The walls are like mirrors. There's like one white wall, and then the rest of them are all mirrors. And she was still alive when I had this dream. She didn't die until 2009. But I had this dream at 5 years old. So you can imagine why I might have thought there was a bunch of my grandmas. And it freaked me out when I was a little kid. But, of course, when I was five, I didn't think much about it. I just thought, oh, gosh, that was weird. And I kept it to myself. And I would tell, like, I think some of my close friends. And then I got older and I'd have the dream again. I think I had it, like, at 7 or 8 years old. And it was a little strange, but I did remember having it. And then I had it again at, like, 10. And I just kind of tell my friends, especially during, like, sleepovers, if it's just me and another girl, and they look at me like I was really odd. I was like, they'd be like, okay, that's weird, and then they'd say nothing. I didn't know really who to tell. And I think I might have told one of my cousins, but every time I told it, they all looked at me like I was strange. Like, it wasn't a normal thing to talk about your dreams. I don't remember if I ever told my parents. I don't know if I have. I might have later on. But it's a dream that still kind of bugs me to this day. But I remember it all the time. After I saw my grandma with all those mirrors behind, I think I was trying to talk to her, but I couldn't hear what she was saying. I had the rose, and I think I might have tried to give it to her, and I woke up. It was a strange thing. And I need to figure out the meaning of that dream. I've got like 3, 4, 5 dream books around the house. Dreams have always been something that just perked my curiosity. I'm not quite sure why, they just do. And sometimes I flip through the Bible to see what it says about dreams. I mean, we all know the story about Joseph. You know, his colored coat. His brothers, you know, were so jealous of him because he was the favorite son. You know, and I've seen the musical too, so Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. And, you know, he starts at the bottom. I mean, they sell him to some slaves and they tell their dad that he died. You know, and he's in jail, you know, because, well, actually, I should tell the story right. First, he gets sold into slaves. I think he works his way up there. And then he goes to go work for Potiphar. You know, he's like head of the house. And then he kind of gets blamed for, you know, hanging out with one of his wives, Potiphar's wives, you know, and so he puts him in jail. This is a really short and condensed version, so I apologize for anyone out there who knows, you know, if I'm not telling the full story. But anyway, basically to get to the part where he interprets dreams, you know, Joseph finds himself in jail, and he interprets dreams for like a butler and I think a baker. I mean, and then he ends up interpreting dreams for the Pharaoh of Egypt. And he talks about how there's going to be famine. And then basically he saves, you know, everyone's butts and keeps them from starving. And, I mean, that was way back then. And he was interpreting dreams then. And they all came true. So, I mean, I think dreams have a substance to them. I think they mean something. I've never really had a dream that came true, but they have kind of given me ideas and insight on how to solve problems. I speak to a counselor sometimes, and sometimes she interprets my dreams for me. It's another reason I started writing them down. And a lot of my dreams have a lot of colors of like white and red and yellow, and white is usually like a spiritual color. A lot of my dreams have white in them. You can often find dream books online. I wouldn't get like your basic dream dictionary, but I don't know. But there are a lot of different dream books. You just got to be careful that they're not some of those wacky ones trying to, I don't know. I don't know. Just basically say a bunch of mumbo jumbo. I was told by my therapist that dreams are often a result of your conscious, or you know, your subconscious trying to figure out problems or maybe guide you, you know, if you're having issues with something. And at night when you go to sleep, all of the things in your mind, like, they use pictures, colors, symbols that represent different things in life. And one of the most interesting things is if you dream about a certain specific person, sometimes that person may not even be who they are in your dream. That person may represent, like, I don't know, like a feeling or, you know, or maybe just, or it might even be representing somebody else. Because when I tell my therapist somebody's in my dream, she often says, give me two words that describe that person. And I notice a lot of time that person's in my dream, they're wise, or they're like a father, teacher. And there's been a couple times there was somebody who was annoying. Most of the time, it's usually a wise teacher. So then, perhaps the dream is trying to teach you something. So, you know, maybe it was exactly the things that are right in front of you in your dream aren't exactly what's in front of you. I know that sounds really odd. You know, it isn't reality. It's not everything in front of you. You've got to look at the big picture. If you're going to keep track of your dreams, you need a journal or a notebook, spiral notebook for, you know, under a dollar even works. When you try to recall your dreams, try to recall how you felt in your dreams, the colors that are in your dream, any specific symbols or images, like trees, certain animals, if things have an antique-like feel, or if they're new, perhaps the weather, just little details, because all of those little details add up to something. So this isn't really, I guess, people who logged on to listen to this, this isn't really the exact meaning of dreams. I don't think any of us know exactly what the meaning of dreams are. I mean, say for perhaps we go to Google and we look up the meaning of dreams, see what it says. You know, you'll probably get some kind of Wikipedia things. I'm going to Google the meaning of dreams. All right. So if you look at dream in a dictionary, it's a series of thoughts, images, and sensations occurring in a person's mind during sleep. Pretty simple. And then, you know, we have something online called the Dream Moods A through Z Dream Dictionary. You can find simple books like this in bookstores and libraries, too. You can look up all kinds of different symbols. They've got A through Z. So let's say, you were talking about that red rose that was in my dream that I had, the one with a recurring dream of my grandma. Let's see if they have rose. Let's see what the meaning of a rose is. Again, I'm not going to go completely what this thing says. Of course, it looks like you're going to have to, like, really hit next. Sure, let's see if they have, like, a search on here. There we go. Here's a search. And type in rose. We'll see what a rose means. Oh, then they got to have all kinds of different roses. Here you go, of course. Rose garden, primrose, prosecution. All right. Roses. All right, here we go. Roses. To see roses in your dream signifies faithfulness and love and the coming of joy in some area of your life. Okay, well, at the time I was 5. Roses also symbolize love, passion, desire, femininity, unity, and romance, particularly if they're red roses. The rest is talking about different colors of roses, yellows and white. Mine was red. So, you know, you can consult dream dictionaries, but sometimes I don't feel like it gives, like, it gives kind of a meaning. But you'll find what's interesting. If you continue to keep track of your dreams every night, not every night, but all the nights that you remember them, you will find that certain things start to connect. It's very interesting. and you can kind of put pieces of the puzzle together, especially if you've been trying to figure out some particular issue that's going on in your life. It might be little mini sequences, and somehow they're like pieces of the puzzle that just fit together. In dreams, we've had visits from loved ones. And there's a lot of controversy if those really are our loved ones visiting us in our dreams. I like to believe that they are because it brings me comfort. You know, to know that they're okay and that they're watching over us. I've had several dreams of my grandmother in it, especially after she died. I especially had one where I was in a dream and I was taken back to my childhood room after she passed away. I was in my childhood bed. And I was laying there, and my grandma walked in, and she laid down next to me and put her arm around me and curled up with me and went to sleep. I told my aunt about that dream, which, you know, that was her mother. And she, She actually told me that when I was a little girl and she used to watch me, babysit me, that's often how she would get me to take a nap. She would lay down next to me. So that was her way of comforting me. And then what's funny, another time, I had dreams for like a week of her after she passed away. I had a dream that we were on a highway behind my old school. We were on a bicycle, and my grandma was dressed in her regular clothes she liked to wear. She always wore like a plaid shirt, a little pair of jeans, and her little loafers. And she was wearing just that. We're on a bicycle, like a really old-fashioned bicycle, like 50s style, and it was a two-seater. And she was like, "Today is my birthday." I was like, "Oh." Yeah, I was like, "That's cool." And we're riding, and she's like, "Yep, today is my birthday." She was happy. And we were riding on this road behind my old school. I told my aunt about that dream, too. And my aunt told me she used to ride her bicycle on that road all the time when she was younger. That same road. And it's not just like a road. It's like a highway. You know, it leads from my hometown in Arcola to Arcola. It's Route 133. It goes behind Arcola High School. Grandma used to ride down that road all of that highway. Keep calling road. Used to ride down that highway all the time. And it was in my dream. And I was on a bike with my grandma. So it's very interesting. But, and then recently I used to have really long hair. I made some decision to cut it off. I don't know why, I just did. And I had a dream again that I was in her old kitchen. I was just hanging out. And she came over to me and she pat my head. It's almost like I felt her pat my head. She goes, "I really like your hair." And I said, "Thank you." And she gave me a hug and I woke up. So, you know, I always kind of, my grandma used to tell me to not cut off my hair. So, how that dream about her was pretty cool. So, if you believe in dreams or where past relatives who's passed on visiting you, I mean, I think it's okay. Because if it brings you comfort, and I don't think it's a bad thing. And I don't think dreams are a bad thing. And if we want to try to figure them out, and if they bring us messages, I think it's only right of us to, you know, try to figure out what that is, because prophets got messages all the time. People had dreams all the time. They had prophets and angels and people visit them in their dreams, and they were important messages. And I feel that it's important as people today to try to, you know, figure ourselves out, because humans are confusing people and we're so full of emotions, and we can make this world a great place or we can make this world a horrible place. But, you know, it's just how we are. And I think dreams are just a closer way for us to connect with ourselves. And there is no bad reason. There's nothing wrong with trying to figure out exactly what they mean. So I appreciate all of you guys tuning in today. I hope to keep having more other shows. And like I said, this is only the second episode of writing down their thoughts. If you want to follow my blog online, I have a blog on WordPress at ArianaRCherry.wordpress.com. I also have a publishing company. It's Cherry House Press at CherryHousePress.wordpress.com. And I also have another show, a couple other shows that you guys are probably familiar with. Night Moves Radio. We try to have a show once a week. You can find that on Facebook. And then there is Soul Stories. And all of our shows are on Spotify, Anchor, and iTunes, and a few other places too. I think it's about 8 different platforms. So I appreciate all of you guys listening. And I hope that you guys can all join me in for the next show. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
If you want to experience moments of joy, excitement,
Yahoo!
And satisfaction, visit the Honda Summer Spectacular Event, where well-qualified buyers can get 0.9% APR on the 2018 Honda HR-V, part of KBB.com's 2018 Best Overall Brand.
Yahoo!
You've just entered car buying bliss.
Visit your Central Illinois Honda dealers today.
See dealer for financing details based on 2018 branded matures from Kelley Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for information.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Thank you for listening to the Cloverleaf Radio Network, where you can find shows such as The Hollywood Connection, Cloverleaf Radio, Night Moves Radio, and Soul Stories. You can find us on Facebook under the Cloverleaf Radio Network. We broadcast on Anchor, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, and many more. Tune in anytime during the week. We post our links. You can listen on your own time, on your own day, anytime you want. We provide you with new material every week. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day.